This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
CC Smugglers and a song called Rhythm, which we kind of like. And we were looking out through the glass into the green room just now, and we saw this gentleman out there who had a bit of rhythm. And we've just found out that he is one of the members of the Zipper Club. And we thought, what's the Zipper Club? So, we want to call you Colonel, because you look like a colonel. Is that okay?
Well done. I'll accept Colonel any day.
Is it Harry?
Harry.
Harry, what's your last name?
Lawrence.
Colonel Lawrence.
Yes.
Colonel Harry Lawrence. I'm liking that.
I'm liking that.
So you're a member of the old Zipper Club then, which is the Isle of Wight Heart...
Isle of Wight Heart Care Club.
The Isle of Wight... Can you try and say that fast?
Isle of Wight Heart Care Club.
Very good. Yeah. Well done. You ruined it for me. Anyway, so you've been a member... How long have you been a member?
I've been a member since I've been on the island, which is about 14 years.
Okay. So, because you have to have had a heart attack or an operation.
You have to have some sort of heart problem, heart attack, bypasses, stents put in, or anything to do with the heart.
Okay, and you had a heart attack?
I had a heart attack, which was angina, and I had a triple bypass.
Okay, how long ago was that? 14 years ago or longer?
No,
that
was 23 years ago.
Good grief. And look at you now. Look, when you said you were 80,
yes,
we sort of had to look twice. We thought, what's he on? Some kind of tablets or something?
Plenty of tablets.
Has he had a facelift? Because you don't look 80. You look great for 80. You've got to be
Thank
said.
You very much.
You've got a touch of the old Jimmy Greaves about you.
It has been noted and I have been mistaken. More in the older days when I had a bit of hair.
So tell us about the club then. Obviously, it's set up to help.
The Isle of Wight Care Club started 25 years ago, last February, by a sister Cox, who unfortunately is no longer with us, and Lynn Smith, who is the backbone of the club. She runs most of the classes. We have 13 different classes around the island, from West Wight to Ryde. As I say, Lynn Smith runs most of them. They're all qualified people. If somebody has a heart attack or heart problems, the St Mary's look after them. After they've had that, they go through a rehabilitation program with the hospital. They then get the option to continue by joining the Heart Care Club or whatever, depending on their health. Most are capable of doing some sort of exercises afterwards. I mean, we do quite a range of different activities.
Okay, you do some here at the Riverside Centre as well?
No, I do mine at the Fitness Factory.
Fitness Factory?
Yeah.
Up a couple of notches then.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You have stages, different stages. You start off at the Riverside Centre here and then go on to... depending where you live.
Right.
If you're fairly local, you might get the option to go to the Fitness Factory, which has about seven different classes a week, you know, different times.
Now, we all know the heart attacks kill, but they, you know, also people come out the other side like you did as well. I mean, how long does it take from you know, there to there where you get to some kind of fitness?
Well, in my trade, it was probably a bit longer than a few. When you've had it and you've come out of hospital, the doctors all said, right, 3 months rest, getting over it. 3 months, you'll feel better before, but
right.
3 months, that was purely because of what I'd done.
So what is rest then? You know, what is classed as rest?
Rest is gradually, first of all, just walk around the garden, then walk down the shop if it's not too far, then start doing this. In other words, don't start digging your allotment or anything like that.
Right, okay.
Not for the first few weeks. After that, it gradually working up and up. You know, it takes time.
The reason I'm asking these questions because I would imagine we don't talk about these enough. You may talk about it a lot amongst yourselves.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm just going to ask you a bog-standard question. You know, I'm 50, 51, and sometimes you get a pain and you think, oh, is this it? Is this it?
Yes.
What does it actually feel like when you're having a heart attack? What does it actually feel like?
You come over usually quite warm, hot. Your body doesn't seem to react. You want to sit down. You get either a pain down the left-hand side, either from the shoulder down the arm. Sometimes your right would play up. Tightness of the chest. It's purely the blood can't get through, pumped through quick enough.
Is that you experienced all
that? I experienced all that.
What went through your mind?
Wow.
Right.
Very frightening at first. Very frightening, because you hear of these people having heart attacks, and in the trade I was in, I was used to people having heart attacks. And
what trade were you in?
I was a funeral director.
Right.
So I'm used to sort of people having them, and then I'd go and pick them up, you know. So that was ran through my mind at the time.
Okay. I mean, do you often go back there and think about that and think, crikey,
since I got better, then I started back at work. That's why it took me a little bit longer than some of them, because you're picking up heavy weights.
Do you have to, like, worry now about what you do? Do you have to... is that in the back of your mind thinking, you know...
I don't worry about anything. I still do basically what I want. If, you know, limitations, which comes through age as well as, the heart. But I'm pretty monitored. My wife looks after me. If she thinks I'm doing too much, she'll tell me.
Like a good wife does.
Like a good wife does.
Yeah, maybe one day you'll be a good wife, Addy. So there we are. It's quite an incredible story, and I'm glad we asked those questions. I'm glad do you feel we don't talk about it enough? We don't talk because we just assume that's it, and we shove it under the carpet, and we don't want to get it out because it's too upsetting. Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
I think you're right there. There's not enough advertised about it. The British Heart Foundation, you have certain things on the media and on the TV and things like that, but there's never quite a face-to-face talking. Within the heart group, we have there's six of us do what we call mentoring, and when somebody has a turn and they're in the hospital, and they're worried, their family's worried. Their families are more worried than what they are.
Yeah.
The mentor groups, the nurses will ask, say, would you like to talk to someone that's been through it? And that's where we come in. We go up the hospital and we talk to them and explain, give them the support, say, well, you know, there is life. You're well looked after afterwards. It's not just a matter of this is it, finish. You know, you're well looked after.
And you've got 13 places, is it?
13 different venues on the Isle of Wight. 13 classes a week. Not 13 venues. We have 5 different venues, but 13 classes each week.
Do you get, like, when you get a member of this club and you're talking about this, that and the other, do you get your scars out and show each other? Your zippers?
No, well... Sometimes, if it's a hot day, sometimes I change a shirt.
Hey, look, you're putting on an event to raise money, to raise awareness as well. So tell us about the event.
Right. Well, the Heart Care Club Not So Variety Show, we've called this time, it's to raise money for the quarterly magazine we bring out, which obviously it's the postage, the printing, and looking at, you know. What it does is informative to every member. It's posted out to every member of the Isle of Wight Care Club. Then they can read what's going on in the future, what's been in the past, stories from people, their own stories, holiday stories, funny holiday stories, few jokes. It's a quarterly magazine that covers basically anything to all the members, because not every member is fit enough to go to the gyms and meet other people. Because at gym we talk to each other, and that keep, you know, people, you know, you help one another.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Exactly what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's nice to know. We've had a group of people in. I mean, you've all got the old silver thing going on the last couple of days, the last couple of hours.
Yes.
And you're all doing stuff all around the Isle of Wight, which is great. And they're clubs that we didn't know anything about. And now we do, and you think it's nice to know that when and if I have a heart attack, there's things out
you're
there.
You're well looked
for
after.
Me. Exactly, and we don't talk about this honestly enough. I mean, at some point, the stress is going to get to me, and possibly, before I get to that, before we get to that, and before they get to that as well, those people out there that are listening now, that maybe a little bit stressed out, maybe clutching their chest one too many times. I'm guessing the advice is get to the doctor.
Obviously, yeah. I think you'll know if your heart is playing up, because it's stress can cause it, obviously. But if you're worried about anything, see your doctor. If you're out and you find something is, you feel not quite right, and you feel you want to sit down and what's it, call an ambulance. Doesn't matter what. That is the most important thing. Doesn't matter what anybody says. That's all waste time, waste it. You're not. Because if anybody, they can catch it early, all the better.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you. It really is. And is there a website we can go out and find more about what you do?
There is a website. It's
it's out there somewhere, isn't it?
It's out there somewhere. It's, I'll just look for the Isle of Wight Heart Care Club.
Okay.
Now, we're unique. There's no club like it or no organisation like it anywhere else in the British Isles.
Brilliant. Good for you.
We've started it here and we are the best. Portsmouth University also use us as guinea pigs for their paramedic training.
Right.
So we go over and the first year trainees has to find out what's wrong with us. We just lie on a bed and... they go for it.
Hey, look, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Nice to meet you. And do you know what? This is really, really spooky, but the next song is... do you remember a few years ago there was an advert that was on the TV which starred Vinnie Jones pumping somebody's chest? Yeah. Honestly, that's next.
That's next.
That's here now. And I'm just picturing Vinnie Jones now beating on somebody's chest and so on and so forth. We could do that while that song's going. You could show us
Vinnie
how to do
Jones
that.
Would do that.
Yeah. www.vectisradio.com